Thank you, Ms. Tiberi. What a blessing. Aiden, would you help me here and take this pulpit down to the floor? Thank you, my brother. Set it right down. We have testimony time tonight. I hope you came prepared and have your heart open to listen. And again, I'm anxious to hear what I've invested my prayers in, and I hope you are as well. If you invested some time praying for those that got to go and got to do different things, and so we'll hear from different ones. But I'm going to ask Brother James. Brother James, you come and you just kind of give an overview of some things that happened there, and then whenever you want to call folks up, come on up here.
Again, I first want to just say thank you again. Just so an incredible opportunity it was for those that were able to go, but I just want to thank you first to the church, just for all that you've given, all that you've prayed, all that you've sacrificed. Again, it was a great deal just to raise as much money as we were able to do for us to be able to go over there. And let me let you know that any of your part, whether it be prayer or whether it be monetary, was not in vain. It was an unbelievable trip. And that's not just from our testimony, that's from their testimony. I got a text from Brother Don even last night, just how last week was an amazing, unbelievable week for them. And I believe that not only did it make an impact on us, but it surely made an impact on them, right? I do want to give you just a quick overview with everything. We did officially have 59 go on the trip. We did have a family of four more that were expected to join us out there, but because of car issues on the way out, they weren't able to make it. But we did have 59, six of which went ahead of us and drove the vans across country, or across three-fourths of the country, I guess you can say, to New Mexico. And the rest of 53 of us flew, and that was an excitement in that part. We knew right away that the Lord was going to do something, right? Because we could tell that the devil was doing something from the very get-go. What I mean by that is from the very beginning, it started with a broken-down bus on the way to the airport, and then an over 2.5-hour delay to get on the plane. We actually didn't get settled in until 1:30 New Mexico time, which is 3:30 Eastern time, all right? So before we got everyone settled down and to bed, we were, you know, obviously you never know how a day like that's going to go when you're traveling all day and everything that goes along, but we're up and at it, ready to go at 8 o'clock sharp. When you're dealing with Brother Chitty, it's 8 o'clock right on the dot, all right? If you're there late, you run to the stop sign and back. The stop sign is about, I'd say, at least a half mile down the road and back, and everyone will watch you do that. So we made sure that we were there on time, and let me tell you ought to be proud of not only your teenagers, your church, just proud of the testimony that we left there, all right? The first day, we started right at work, right? We got right into it. There are several projects that we had wanted to complete. At the church, there was some flooring to be done in the Navajo Chapel. There was some flooring done in Brother Chitty's or Pastor Chitty's office, and we were able to do not only that, but even more than that. In fact, hearing some of the testimonies, both from Brother Chitty and a few others that were there, they expected us just to start some of the projects. They really didn't expect us to finish any of the projects. But what we got done in the matter, even the first day, Brother Chitty even mentioned you got 3 days' work done in just one day. And then along with that are all the additional days that we were able to do. So again, we flew out on June 27th, Thursday. The Friday, we got to work all day long. On Saturday, we went out on bus visitation in the morning. And what a blessing that was to go out. Some of us went to Farmington, which is a local area, which is kind of more like a local suburban type bus area. It's not on the reservation, but the two others were on the reservation. There's one thing that Brother Chitty stuck out, that Brother Don Chitty, the son, mentioned to me that really stuck out was, you want to know where the reservation starts and ends. It starts, or rather, outside of the reservation ends when green ends. When everything turns brown, you're on the reservation, right? And it's absolutely true, right? It's just unbelievable. Even just hearing the testimony of Brother Chitty and their testimony there for 7.5 years, they went on without water or electricity. And over 3/4 of the population there on the reservation is without water or electricity. And it's just an unbelievable opportunity to minister there. On Sunday morning, we had the bus routes, right? We ran the bus routes. I had the honor of being able to drive one of the bus routes that morning, and that was a special blessing. It was also a special blessing because some of those, we picked up new riders from the day before. And I'll let you hear what the testimony is of those new riders later on, but that was a blessing also. I guess it was a special blessing for me. I unexpectedly was able to preach Sunday morning for the Sunday school hour, and then even more unexpectedly was able to preach Sunday evening. And what a powerful service that was. And let me tell you, it wasn't because of my preaching. The teenagers had the opportunity to come up and sing, and let me tell you, it was a we have a video of it that we'll show maybe at a later date, but it was an unbelievably powerful. You can tell the Spirit of God was there, in just even with the spirit of the song that was sung. It was just an unbelievable impact on the church, so much so that there was barely a dry eye in the entire service. And those afterwards came up to us, and some of the teenagers even came up to us, and how that impacted them and how it showed them how important music was. And that's the type of testimony it was. And then we continued on with more work. Whenever we weren't doing anything, whether it be soul winning or sightseeing, and there was very little bit of that, we were working, all right? Every bit of it, we were working. So there's clearly a testimony of that. And we did have the opportunity to go to the Grand Canyon, and that was an amazing opportunity for many of us. And again, it was just one of those trips that you will never, ever forget. It was a blessing to come home until you stepped outside of the Orlando airport, right? We mentioned the humidity a little bit over there. It's just as hot, but you don't sweat until you go indoors where there's humidity, because there's just no humidity in there. But and surely enough, one thing none of us missed is when we hit Orlando and the humidity just kind of smacked us in the face. So, amen. But you continue to be in prayer for them, even getting reports this morning of them being able to run new bus routes or new van routes because of the vans that we brought over there, and souls being saved this morning, even yesterday, through the continuation of visitation and following up on everything. Again, thank you so much for everything you've done. Every soul that was saved, not just the souls that have been saved, the over 40 that were saved during our time there, but also every soul that will be saved in the Navajo Chapel because of their offices, because of everything that we're able to do, for every single weed that was picked or rock that was moved, every soul that will be saved is a testimony of what you have done and what you will earn in heaven because of it. So again, thank you so much for everything that that you did to get us there, and again, of course, to make sure that we all got back home as well. So we're going to have the opportunity to hear from as many of the testimonies as we can today. So I'm going to go ahead and start with, I know Miss Valerie particularly wanted to come first, so go ahead and head on up. It was a blessing to have four of the Betancourt family come with us, not the entire choir. Maybe in the future they'll bring the entire choir. And I know Miss Betancourt may have picked up a few extra recipes along the way there as well. So go ahead, Valerie.
Good evening, church. My name is Valerie. This is my first time going on a missions trip. I thought it was just going to be like a camp or whatever, but then I heard it was a missions trip, and then I was like, oh, okay, that's awesome. So I wanted to thank you, church, for praying for us, for all your prayers, because if it wasn't for your prayers, we would have made it there or back. So, but I want to like say like only like a couple of stories, not too long. I'm normally long, but I'm not going to be long, I promise. But when I started with like soul winning, when like we got there, people were making it sound as like we were like in the middle of the desert, like no water, no nothing. And then I was like, oh, okay, that's going to be fun. So we go, and then I was like, okay, we're surrounded a little bit. And then I was wondering, I'm like, how are we going to soul in the desert? And then I was just like, okay, no, there's houses, we're good. So we went out soul winning, and they told us that if there was a dog to like grab rocks and like they'll like run away or something, like they'll get scared. So and then me, the first time we went out soul winning, I was with my mom, me, Andrea, and Landy. She's back there. And it was awesome, like going out soul winning with all four of us. I got to be with, you know, my family and Landy. And that was awesome. But then we went out soul winning again. I don't remember the date, but they told us as soon as we got off that bus, there was already dogs coming. I was just like, okay, well. And then we're like, mom's like, look for rocks, look for rocks. And we started looking for rocks. I got the biggest rock. I was just like, how am I gonna throw this? I'm not even that strong. So so I was just grabbing rocks. And it was kind of funny because once we went up to a door, we had rocks in our hands. We're just like, hi, we're from Open Bible Baptist Church. And I was just like, and then I started looking at like my mom, Andrea, and me, and Imani. I was just like, we have rocks in our hands. I'm like, and then we went to this wonder, this one lady, I think she saw the rocks in our hands, and she was the nicest person that, probably one of the nicest persons I've ever met, probably because we had rocks in our hands. So, but yeah, and then, yeah, that was a really nice time summoning. I didn't even want to go out summoning anymore because here in Florida, the dogs will come at you and like, you know, attack you, but over there, they just stare at you. But that even makes, that makes it more scarier. But, and then, yeah, so the mission trip was great, and I had stories, but my mind went blank. But thank you, church, again, for everything, and yeah.
Ms. Bancourt. Again, how she mentioned you, Ms. Bancourt, if you want to go ahead and come up, just mentioning the dogs. The saying is that for every child, there's two, on the reservation, there's two dogs that are out there, and that was absolutely true. Talk about the dogs out there. There are dogs everywhere, absolutely everywhere. And that's what they told us, to fend them away, just kind of pick up a rock and throw it in your hand and show them the rock. And that's supposed to work. It didn't work most of the times, but praise the Lord. I mean, that's why you prayed, all right? Thank you very much for praying, because everyone came home safe. Ms. Bettencourt.
Hello, church. My name is Ms. Bettencourt. This is my first mission trip, and I wanted to thank everyone in the church for giving us the opportunity to go. And it was amazing. Everything, it was beautiful. I remember my country because I was in my country. But the beautiful thing, it was everything, but the most important thing for me and touched my heart, it was Brother Chidi's testimony that we are cleaning his office and everything and put the desk, and he asked me for his chair, go to the chair over there and bring him back. And I go for the chair and I bring him back and I started looking for magazines and photos and everything, and he called everyone in the office, the people that are working in there in the office on around the church. He asking for everyone in the church and in the office, and he started saying his testimony piece by piece, and it broke my heart because he said that he was quick for preaching, but his wife never quit. So right after we came back to the camp that we are staying there, I called my husband and I told, I promise to not cry. I told my husband to help him in everything in the ministry, to never quit. And I just wanted to let you know this, ladies, because he asking for the ladies. He say, listen, ladies, be careful what you say to your husband if he is a preacher. Never quit. And it was a beautiful moment that we have all together in there, listening his testimony. And yeah, it was beautiful in there. The Grand Canyon, it was too, but it was more beautiful that the testimony and what I keep in my heart. And another thing, it was a lady, Terry, her name, it was Terry. She showed us how to make Navajo tacos. And I promise I'm gonna make Navajo tacos for my pastor. Amen. So, yeah, it was a beautiful experience, and thank you everyone for prayers for us, and thank you for your support, and thank you for everything you do for the youth group, and thank you, Pastor Brother Berzales and Mrs. Berzales for have a beautiful youth group, and be kind with the youth groups, and thank you for everything. Thank you.
Amen. Josiah, if you want to go ahead and come up. It was a blessing. Again, I said we had 59 come. 30 of them were teenagers. We had several other children. And what I think one of the biggest blessings, though, was also to have many of the parents come and just the families that came and the opportunities that they had to be able to experience that together. Right? That's one of those things. Now, I've got a special blessing that I've got to, whether my children want to or not, they're going to come with us on the ministry because, unfortunately, that's just the way it's going to work for right now. But it was just a blessing to be able to see just you know, fathers and sons and mothers and daughters be able to work with each other in such a way, not only serving the Lord on their hands and knees, scrubbing floors or picking weeds or pilling up rocks, but also soul winning with one another and serving the Lord together. And it was just a blessing, it was a special, unique blessing that we had with this missions trip. Josiah.
Hi, I'm Josiah Versalis, and it was really cool, the missions trip. And thank you, church, for I guess my dad said that y'all had to pay for it, for us to do it. And just thank you all for that. And thank you for Pastor and my dad and my mom for letting us go and bringing us. And it was really cool. And like my dad said, that the bus broke down before we even got to the airport. And then we got delayed at the airport for 7 hours. So there for a really long time
it
before
wasn't
we even
7 hours.
Left. It felt like seven at least. And then we were on the plane, that took a long time. And then we got there. But it was really cool because the first day we got to work and we had to throw a bunch of logs. And then this afternoon, so they have a lot of rocks, a lot. And there was this road with all these rocks and weeds that you couldn't even see the road because of all the rocks and weeds on it. So we had to get out the rocks. And when it looked like there was just this much thing out of the ground, we were like, oh, well, we're going to have to get it anyways. It's probably not that big. And then we dig it all up and you have to get the rock next to it and then all those rocks and it's crazy. And then it ends up being this big. And most of us can't even carry that. I can't, but. And so after that, we the next day we got to go on bus visitation. And I was with Sammy, Miss Talavera, and one of the church ladies and one other person I can't remember. And so like my dad said, he said for us to get the rocks and that didn't work at all. So there was this group of seven dogs that were gonna come towards us. And when we picked up the rocks, some of them left, but some of them kept coming. And so what I do, I was like, Sammy, don't run. So what he does is he turns around and runs as fast as he can the other way when the dog keeps coming at us and barking. But I do what we're supposed to do. I back up slowly. And then we tell Miss Mimi, that's the church lady, that we can't do it. So she just walks up right past it. And when it comes towards her, she sticks her hand out like she's about to slap it and goes, no. And then starts whining and runs away. And so after that, me and Sammy were too scared to go to the doors by ourselves. So Miss Mimi went with us. Because we don't like dogs. So after that, the afternoon, we did more work. And then the next day, we got to go on the bus, which was really cool. Because, usually it's just a van because, they don't have enough people to drive the buses. So my dad got to drive the bus, and that was obviously cool for him. And obviously we're thinking, my dad hasn't gone on a mission trip before because he's scared he's never going to come back. So as soon as my dad says, oh, yeah, I'm going to be driving the bus tomorrow, we're all scared. We're like, oh, no, we're not going home. We're staying here. So we did come back, obviously, but that was cool going on the bus. And then at the night service, when we sang and my dad preached, which he didn't know he was going to preach until the afternoon, but we sang the choir and the mixed group. And when we were singing, I think it was I Choose to Be a Christian with the choir and the mixed group all together, I saw everyone was crying. My mom was crying, Miss Laban was crying, Miss Bancroft was crying, everyone was crying, a bunch of the church people were crying. So that was really cool. I don't know, it just felt really cool. And then the next day we got to go to the Grand Canyon, which is absolutely huge. And so on the way there, we were all the ladies were taking a bunch of pictures of all the different any little rock on this side of the road or anything, especially this Bancourt. And so on the way there we were doing that. And then when we were almost there, there was a sign, right? A triangle. And it had I guess it was a deer crossing or something like that. And Elijah goes, look, it's a moose. And then everyone goes crazy. Ms. Betancourt, all the people with phones or cameras, they all go crazy. They're like, where? And Elijah goes, on the sign. And so Ms. Betancourt, she looks, because Elijah's behind her. She looks back and she has this face. It's oh no. I thought Elijah was cut. It looked like he was about, she was going to do something scary. Okay. But she didn't. But yeah, that was cool. And then we went to Grand Canyon and on the way, that was just so big. On the way back, we saw the same rocks and mountains and whatnot. And we're like, oh, it's not that deep. 10 of those could fit into a little section of the Grand Canyon. So that was really cool. And then all the different stuff you gotta do with all the working, except for the rocks and the soul winning and the church and stuff.
Go ahead and move to the airport.
Oh, this is really cool. Okay. So we're at the airport, right?
Quickly.
Okay. And I was handing out tracks, and on the plane, I tried to get this guy tracked. And when he was going to the bathroom, and for some reason I gave it to him, but anyone else who was going to the bathroom, I didn't, because that's just kind of awkward. But like when I tried to, he said that I gave him one in the airport, right? And then when he comes out, he goes, he says that he read it, and then he tells me just like this, just what he sounded like. He goes, "I'm going to do heaven now, my brother," just like that. So that was like a really cool blessing for me, getting to see it, because like, you know, all the preachers are always talking about like how we might not be able to see that, but like that was really cool. And thanks again for everything, and good night.
Again, it was one of the special blessings to be able to see, Jen, if you want to come up, just to be able to see the Lord work in so many different ways, as he had mentioned, just to even see some of the fruit of it. Sometimes you don't see that fruit, right? But the opportunity to be able to do so right away. Jenna.
Hi, I'm Jenna, and this is my first mission trip, too, and it was honestly, it was such a blessing to be able to go. Like, there were so many amazing things that happened. Like, honestly, the first blessing was the pizza when we got back. Like, when we got there and we were driving to, like, the reservation and everything, we got pizza, and I have never been more thankful for pizza before. It was so good. But, yeah, so then that night's sleep was honestly, that was a good night's sleep. But, like, the next day was Friday, and we were working a lot. I was kind of disappointed because I thought we were going to go soul winning that day. But, yeah, we just, like, did a lot of work, but it was kind of nice. Yeah. So then Saturday we went on visitation with like their church and everything, and just like being able to like go, I don't know, it was just so cool just being like somewhere completely different, like being able to go soul winning there. And I was with Rose, like she was like my partner, and I was honestly, you can ask her, I was like nervous, like I was like stressing a little bit. So then we were walking on the road, and I think Mr. Rosales was also on my team, and he like was talking to someone by like their truck. I think he was just like helping them with their truck or something. But like I like stopped Rose because we couldn't keep going because like they wouldn't be able to see us. So then like I stopped her. I was like, okay, let's pray, because I was nervous. So then after I prayed like for peace and everything. And honestly, like I've never felt like God calm my spirit that much before, like that fast. So that was just a blessing. And then I didn't get to talk to anybody really that day, but. Yeah, then Sunday with, like, the songs and everything, like Josiah was saying, like, that was honestly such a blessing, just being able to be, like, a part of it and, like, being able to be up on the stage and, like, seeing everyone's reactions. That was really awesome. But then the next time we went soul winning was Tuesday. So then Tuesday I got to – oh, wait, no, I did talk to someone Saturday. His name was Avery, but he didn't get saved, so pray for him. But he was, like – he seemed, like, pretty open to it, but just not then. And then Tuesday, I went soul winning again, and it was like, I don't remember who I was with, but yeah, so we were like, Tuesday was really good. I was talking to like a lot of people, like a lot of the doors were open and everything. And then, then Wednesday, for soul winning Wednesday, I got to talk to like, Wednesday I was with Rose again, and we were talking to more people. Like, there were three other people that they didn't get saved, but they were, like, they were, like, really open to it as well. It was just, like, kind of stuff holding them back. But it was, like, really good conversations, because my mom was on my team that day, and she kept on saying, she's like, "I'm so sorry. Like, I took your door," because I would be talking to someone for a little second. Then she would go to the next door that was by us, so, like, we could still see each other. And then, like, that person would get saved. And then the person I was talking to, like, when I was done with that door, I don't remember how it worked, but, like, the person I was talking to, like, didn't get saved. But, like, it was a good conversation. I was just thankful that I was able to have a good conversation. But people, like, the people there are so nice. Like, a lot of their doors were open, and when I was with Rose, she was kind of scared to, like, walk up. But it was, like, I don't know, a lot of people, like, they're just really sweet. And I was kind of, like, scared because how, like, they say, like, they're, like, kind of, like, scared of, like, white people and stuff like that. But, yeah, that was, like, I was kind of nervous for that. But it didn't seem like that at all. Like, a lot of them were really sweet and really open. And, oh, I was able to lead someone to the Lord on Tuesday I was with Becca. That's who it was. I was with Becca. So, yeah, that was just a blessing. And just, we also got to go to the nursing home on Sunday. And it was, like, a whole situation where we were supposed to go visit someone, like, this one lady's sister at the church. But then a little misunderstanding happened. So, like, there was a little singing group, and we were going to go to that nursing home. But then we ended up going to two because, like, the first one, oh, it was, like, a little complicated. But, yeah, it was just, like, the first one, it was, like, I say it's, like, 20, 25 people, but I'm really bad with, like, numbers when it comes to people. But it was just such a blessing. Like, we were up there and we were singing, and, like, just seeing everyone's reaction. Like, we sang, like, five songs, and two of the songs were Amazing Grace and I forgot, but one of them, like, Amazing Grace, and it was, like, such a blessing, like, seeing them, like, you, like, could tell in their faces, and you could, like, feel, like, God was working, like, in their hearts, and, like, some of them, like, they were, like, singing along, and it was just, it was such a blessing. Oh, the song was I've Decided to Follow Jesus. That's what it was. Like, some people were singing that song, too. It was just, it was such a blessing to just be able to, like, see, like, God working in their hearts and everything. And then the second nursing home, like, it was, like, the same thing, but that time it was only, like, two people. But it was still, like, just a blessing because, like, I saw, like, Miss Slavens, like, it was, we were with Miss, like, Slavens and Miss Cassera were there, like, before us and, like, just talking to the people. And it was just such a blessing, like, the whole situation. Like, you could, like, really feel, like, that God was working there. And, yeah, just thank you for all of your prayers and for everything. Thank you.
Sir, Mrs. Canales, if you want to go ahead and come up.
Reverend James, we're not able to hear them. I think that microphone's too far away.
Can you turn up the bottom mic there? Okay, if you want to just make sure to pull that closer to you. Just pull it a little closer. Thank you, Aiden. Just make sure to pull it all the way in. And make sure to go ahead and speak right into the microphone. Go ahead.
Okay, good evening, church. I'm Cindy Knaus, and I am just completely amazed at the amount of money that was raised and given for us to go, and I really appreciate everybody that gave so that we could do that. It was my first missions trip as well, and I've always wanted to go, but it was extremely special to me because ever since Brother Chitty came here, I think it was like in 2017 or 18, my husband has been talking about going there and helping him. And so it was the sweetest thing for me to see him be able to work. And as much as he wanted to go soul winning, he even more wanted to stay and help Brother Chitty get done the work that needed to get done. But what was nice was before we left, Brother Vercellis said, this is nothing like soul winning marathon. He's like, you know, we'll be lucky if we get to see one person saved. So when we saw 30, the first day, I think we saw like nine, and I was like, whoa, you know? And it was a big blessing for that. We were also told, don't talk about death because the Indians don't like to talk about death. So I got to give the plan to a few people, but nobody had gotten saved, and I had talked and, you know, given the verses, and in the verses it has the word death or die, and nobody reacted in any way, but I hadn't led anybody to the Lord until Wednesday, and on Wednesday, I was going through the plan, and when I said, for the wages of sin is death, the man is like, oh, like this, and I'm like, oh. It's like I felt like, oh my goodness, I shouldn't have said that, you know, and then so when it got to the last verse, I thought, well, I'm not going to say it. I'm just going to let him read it. So when he read the part in Revelation, she'll have their part in the lake, which the part, was, I don't remember, it ends in death. And he said the word death, and he did the same reaction. He's like, oh, like this. So anyway, he did wind up getting saved, and that was nice. And
Amen.
I was with Peyton, so we had the opportunity. One other man, which was special, was after he got saved, and we were still talking to him and inviting him to church, he wouldn't answer us, and he just said, he's like, I'm really sorry. He's like, I'm just trying to not cry. He's like, I'm trying to gain my composure, and it was just nice because sometimes you always wonder, you know, did they really get saved? And so it was really sweet to hear him say that. But again, thank you, everybody, and thank you, Mr. and Mrs. Vercellis, because I know it was a lot on them to get such a big group together. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Brother Canales. And for instance, one thing that we had done in preparation to it is we had some different sessions, work sessions, to kind of teach them a little bit, not just soul winning, preparing themselves for soul winning, and then knowing more about the Navajo people. To be honest, I didn't really feel a whole lot of that, to be honest. Most of that comes from, as far as not speaking of death, I accidentally mentioned death several times, and it didn't seem like there was a reaction at all to it, with the exception of wanting to hear more. So a lot of that has to do with just the native Navajo religion and that upbringing, but so much of just, obviously, just like in our churches today, so much of them have just kind of gone to the world to a certain degree, and so much of that worldly influence that they're kind of losing that. I mentioned the Navajo Chapel. They have a Navajo service. That's what the Navajo Chapel is, where they have the church service in Navajo. And that's one of the rare churches that still have that type of a service available. So really, we didn't really feel that as much as we thought. The dogs we felt, but all the other parts were not there. So, Brother Canales.
My name's Scott Canales, and I don't feel like I need to give my testimony because my wife just said pretty much everything that I had. It was just such a huge blessing to me, and like she said, ever since the first time Brother Chitty came here that I heard him preach, I've said we've got to go there, we've got to get there, somehow we got to get there. And when the church started putting this together, I was like, we're going, you know, one way or another, we got to go. And it was everything that I hoped it would be, and a whole lot more. I went there hoping to be a blessing to them. I believe completely that they were more of a blessing to me than I was to them.
Amen.
Right from, you know, my wife had said about the work, and, you know, I wanted to go out soul winning, but even I didn't want to go to the Grand Canyon because I wanted to stay there and get something done. And I was told, you have to go because your family's going and you need to spend the time with your family. And I'm like, I'll spend time with them at home. No, I don't, but not enough. But anyway, we did go, but the whole time I was there, I was thinking about the work that was at the church that, you know, I had a project that it was started and somebody else was gonna finish it, and that bothered me. But it was just such a huge, the people were so appreciative of everything that people gave and everything that people did. And like Brother Vercellus said, that, you know, in 1 or 2 days, we had everything done that they hoped we would get done in the week, but that didn't give us an excuse to stop. We continued to work. And my wife and I had a real blessing of being able to notice that Brother Chitty was going from the church back to the camp and to the chow hall, and there wasn't anybody with him. So we, hey, can we ride with you? And he, absolutely, come on. And so we rode a lot of times back and forth with him, and just that little extra time of that one-on-one time is priceless. I mean, there's nothing that I would give to you could give me to replace that that time that we got to spend with him, and just to hear his heart and to hear how appreciative he was of everything that people were doing. And there were ladies in the kitchen. There were four ladies that throughout the entire week, they were up before we were preparing meals, and they were working well into the evening. As soon as they'd finish one meal, they'd start preparing. They were even, you know, preparing for the next couple of days' meals, and they just worked hard just like we did. But one of those rides from the church back to the camp was Brother Chitty. It was one of the last couple of days, and Brother Chitty said to me, he said, you know, been here for a long time. We've had a lot of churches that come and visit, and they'll work, they'll do a little bit here or there, but they'll usually work for one day and then want to go sightseeing for 4 or 5 days. He said, we have never had a group that came out with such a mind to work. Amen. And then he turned to me and he said, I mean, never. And so he emphasized that very much. You would be so proud of everybody that went. The attitudes, the spirit was just spot on. People were so willing and looking for a reason to help, something that they could do to just make a difference. And, you know, kids pulling weeds with a smile on their face and stacking rocks. And when you, like you already heard, you know, when you move one rock, there's three rocks under it. And it just, they don't have a shortage on rocks for sure. He said, take as many as you want home. I said, well, our bags will only hold 50 pounds. He said, fill it up, you know? Yeah. But anyway, it was such a huge answer to prayer. And I know that you all were praying for us. You know, anybody that spends any time at all, you can feel the prayers. You knew that you know, the, like you'd already heard also, the devil was trying to stop us right from the get-go, but the preparation that Brother Versalis and Mrs. Versalis put into it, they were ready for the attacks, and they didn't let anything knock us off course whatsoever. Bus broke down on the side of the road. We still showed up on time for the plane. Then the plane got delayed, but you know, so we would have had time anyway. But yeah, regardless, it was just from start to finish. It was just such a huge, huge blessing of a trip. And like I said, the attitude in of all of the teens and the services were so spirit-filled and powerful. It was just an amazing time all the way around. And it's all because of the donations that were made for the sales, the hard work that got put in over there, all the different fundraisers that y'all contributed to and helped out with. And again, the prayers that everybody put into it. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I know my life, I will never be the same.
Amen. Unfortunately, that'll be the last one that we can hear today. But again, I just can't say enough. Thank you so much for every part that you had. I know without a doubt that for the 59 that went, it changed our lives. And I pray that we change their lives as well. But let me encourage you that it's an amazing testimony that Landmark has, right? And we're just a small part of this entire church, and it just happened to be our honor to be able to go. I know many, many more of you had wanted to go as well, but we just want to say thank you again. We look forward to hearing more of the testimonies to come over the next coming services. And again, thank you very much, Pastor, and to the church.
What a blessing, amen. And there's more to come, and I'm looking forward to that. We're going to try to put some pictures together so you can see some of the work that was done and things, and just some of the times that Brother Chitty got to talk to them and try to really take us there for some of it. But I'll just say this, and continue to pray. You know, the work, there was some foundation laid, and the things that were left behind were there for them to use. And I look forward to hearing all that God is doing with what was left behind there and the work that goes on. But let's not forget to continue to work here. But I'll say this, if you're here tonight and you don't know Christ as your Savior, we went all the way to New Mexico to tell other people about Jesus, and I would be beside myself as the pastor if I didn't tell you about Jesus, amen. And tonight, if you're here and you don't know Christ as your Savior, you don't know that He came from heaven and died on the cross and rose again so that you could spend eternity in heaven, and the other option is death, and that's death in hell. And, you know, and none of us want to talk about death, and none of us want to talk about a place called hell, and that's a place for the devil, and he's trying to get everybody that he can to go there with him. He's where he's supposed to be and where he's going to head because of what happened to him. But folks, just let me say that, you know, I'm so glad that somebody stopped me one day, you know, and just told me about Jesus and told me about what he did for me so that I didn't have to go to a place called hell, but that I could spend eternity in heaven because of his death, burial, and resurrection. And if you're here today and you're not sure of heaven, you don't know 100% that heaven would be your home for a Bible reason, then let us take a Bible tonight and show you how you can know that for sure. It would be our blessing. We're going to continue to have testimonies and hear about other people being saved. But more than anything tonight, if you're here and you don't know Christ, we would love to share with you the gospel of Jesus Christ so that you could know for sure that. Let's stand to our feet.